This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Along the lines of Sally's story, there is in this country a shortage of physicians, especially primary care docs, particularly in the South. But Lauren Silverman reports from KERA in Dallas, the laws of supply and demand don't really apply here.
In just a few years, new medical degree programs in North, Central, and South Texas will all be open, adding hundreds of new doctors to a state with a severe shortage. Problem solved? Not really.
Increasing the number of doctors, that term needs to be deconstructed.
Dennis Andrelis is a researcher at the Texas Health Institute. He says the key isn't how many doctors you churn out, it's what kind. He says what states like Texas need most are doctors who go into family practice and treat folks in underserved areas for chronic conditions like obesity and hypertension. But that isn't where the money is.
People come out with such debt that they are pushed into the allure of specialty surgery, spinal surgery, anesthesiologists, radiologists, all these others, because that's where the big money is.
Last year, across the country, the average specialist earned $284,000. The average primary care doc, $195,000. So selling recent graduates on family practice isn't easy, even if there's a lifetime supply of lollipops.
Jeremy, good afternoon.
Yeah, good to see you.
How are you doing? Good to see you again.
Yeah, been a while.
So how's school going?
Dr. Matt Simon has been a pediatrician in Dallas for 4 years. He went to medical school in Texas and did his residency here.
There's no pediatrician that I know of that's going hungry or that doesn't have a home. But financially, taking this job was not the right decision at all. But it's a decision that has proved fruitful in other ways.
And get this, Simon is working in the very same office he used to visit for his checkups as a kid.
Open wide. Close your mouth.
This afternoon, he's talking with patient Jeremy Thomas about vaccines and exercise. At 22, this will be Thomas's last visit with Dr. Simon, and they're both a bit nostalgic. Simon says, yes, he liked the adrenaline of working in the ER and the higher paychecks, but this gives him a chance to create long-lasting relationships with patients.
That's what I enjoyed about it. It's not always a glamorous position, but I think it's one of the most important ones.
Especially as healthcare shifts to a focus on prevention. Linda Green, a professor of healthcare management at the Columbia Business School, says higher reimbursements for primary care docs could help recruit future graduates. But there's a more immediate fix to the doctor shortage. It's called teamwork.
Allowing nurse practitioners to actually practice the full scope of their abilities. There are a bunch of states that don't allow that.
More states are allowing nurse practitioners to treat things like flu and strep throat, so primary care doctors can take on more patients. Add to that idea, doctors working in small group practices instead of on their own, and Green says you could significantly reduce the shortage.
And it's better for the physicians. They have someone who backs them up, who knows their patients. And particularly in this day and age, when we have more and more electronic medical records, The other physician can easily see the medical history of the patient and what's been going on.
If patients expect to see a doctor in a timely fashion, Green says we'll need to rely on more primary care training, better technology, and teamwork. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.